So we're just looking at Acts chapter 27, and this is the story of Paul when he's going to Rome, and he's going to testify in front of Caesar, the greatest ruler in the known kingdom when Paul was living, and he's really been chased by the Jews. He's been put into prison. He's actually appealed to Caesar. Because Paul is a Jew, he's a Pharisee, he's a top guy in the Jewish world, but he's met Jesus, and his whole world has been turned upside down. And friends, when you meet Jesus, your whole world just turns upside down. You just be going in one direction. When you meet Jesus, you're just going to start going in a different direction, in a far better direction. And so this is what's happened to Paul. He comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ. He's actually on his donkey. He's actually persecuting Christians. He's killing Christians. He's doing all he can do to stop the Christians, to stop this message of what he believes is a false gospel, is false news. It's not according to how he sees it from the Bible. And he starts to go from house to house, and he takes the Christians out. He puts them in prison, and he's persecuting the Christians. He is a Christian killer. And now one day, when he's traveling on the road, he has a moment, an encounter with Jesus. He falls off the beast that he's traveling on. He has an encounter with God. He's totally blinded. He said, "Lord, Lord, who are you? He has an amazing experience. And Jesus says, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." This bright light goes all around him. He has an encounter with God. You know, God allows us to go so far, and then he just puts something in our way. Even better if he turns up in our lives. And Saul is actually a persecutor, a killer of Christians, killer of God's people. And suddenly he realizes, oh my goodness, I must have been doing something wrong. Do you ever get a moment in your life where you just realize, I've been going in the wrong direction. I've been doing the wrong thing. This is wrong what I'm doing. And suddenly you just have a wake-up moment. You have a wake-up call. We just realize, I've just been doing the wrong thing and just going in the wrong direction. Well, that is exactly what happened to Saul of Tarsus. He's going in the wrong direction. He's killing Christians. And Jesus says, hang on a minute. These are my guys. Saul, that's enough now. Don't you mess with my people anymore. And he meets Jesus, and he's totally changed. Changes his name from Saul of Tarsus, and he becomes Paul the Apostle eventually. And his life begins to change. He's blinded, and after 3 days, I think it is, his scales come off his eyes. He sees again, and his life is changed. And he begins to follow the Lord, serve the Lord with the same kind of zeal that he had when he was persecuting Christians. He just has a moment where his life is totally changed. And when you meet Jesus, your life will be totally changed and totally transformed. When you meet Jesus Christ, I'm not talking about going to church. I'm not talking about making a prayer. I'm not talking about, you know, doing religious things. I'm talking about meeting Jesus. Paul was a religious guy. He was doing religious things. He was praying, I don't know how many times a day. He was reading his Bible. He studied the Word of God. But he was going in the wrong direction. And God had to stop him. Jesus had to stop him on that road that day and say, Paul, or Saul, you are going in the wrong direction. You're doing the wrong thing. You are actually persecuting me and my church. And I want you to stop doing this. And he has a radical change of heart. And he realizes this person he's been persecuting is Jesus. And he is a real person. He is the Messiah. That he is risen from the dead. He is the God of all eternity. And he's been doing the wrong thing all his life. And so he has a moment where he just gets changed and gets transformed by the power of God. And so there's a total change in his life. And he starts preaching the gospel. He starts telling people about the Lord. He starts going to the Jews and the Gentiles, and he's telling everybody about what God has done for him, and begins to have great success and preaching the gospel. And the Jews are hating it. Now they've seen him as a traitor. They've seen somebody that, you know, used to be on their side. Now he's on the Christian side. and he's seen as a traitor, and they eventually think, we've got to stop this guy because he's causing a lot of damage. A lot of Jewish people are beginning to believe in the Messiah. A lot of people are beginning to believe in Jesus as the Christ. They're beginning to put their trust in the Lord, and hundreds and thousands of people are affected and people are healed through his ministry. He becomes a radical for Jesus Christ. And so eventually at this point in his life, when he faces the situation where the Jews are persecuting him, and I think he is just before trial in his own country in Israel, and then he says, look, I'm appealing to Caesar. I'm also a Roman citizen, and I'm going to appeal to Caesar, and I'm going to get things sorted out here. So they said, okay, fine. The local governor said, you go. So he had to get on a ship, and he had to go to Rome and plead his case in front of Caesar. And he was pleading his innocence. I've done nothing wrong. I'm just preaching Jesus. You know, I haven't done anything sinful. I haven't done anything evil. I'm just preaching this Jesus that you Jews hate. And, you know, I'm just doing the right thing. So he appealed to Caesar because he was a Roman citizen. And now he's having to leave the country. And he's on his way to Rome. And this is where we pick up the story, is in Acts chapter 27. We see that this real experience that Paul has is that he gets on this ship, and he's on the ship with 276 other people, but they face a crisis. They face a storm that is a horrendous storm. So I'm just going to read some of the words to you this morning, what happens part of the journey. It says here in Acts 27, verse 13, when a gentle south wind began to blow, they thought they had obtained what they wanted, so they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. Before very long, a wind of hurricane force called the northeaster swept down from the island. The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind, so we gave way to it and were driven along as we passed the lee of a small island called Corda. We were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure when the men hoisted it aboard. They passed ropes under the ship itself to hold it together, fearing that they would run aground on the sandbars of Syrtis. They lowered the sea anchor and let the ship be driven along. We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. On the third day they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. I don't know if you've ever been in that situation where you've just given up all hope of being saved. You've just given up all hope. Sadly, there are many people who do give up hope in this life. And this is a real situation that Paul is in. He's in a battle with the forces of nature. They're on the sea. The sea can be ruthless. The sea can be violent. The sea can be really aggressive. And the Bible says that there is a storm. There is a wind that hits them of hurricane force. Well, there's different types of hurricanes, but you know, it could be anything up to 100 miles an hour or more extreme than that. You know, so you could say 150 kilometers, 160 kilometers per hour. This boat is having a severe battering, and they are in a crisis. They're in a really bad situation. There's nearly 300 guys on board. They're facing a tremendous storm, and they're just going through a really bad time. The Bible tells us that for a long time they did not see the sun. They didn't even see the stars for many days. Don't know how long that was, whether it was a week or 2 weeks. For a long time they were just getting battered. I don't know if you've ever been in a storm like that where just a hurricane hits you and just you are being battered day after day, week after week. And sometimes in the midst of this crisis that we're in, it just seems like weeks go into months, and it seems like the months are now soon going into a year. And you just think, when is this thing going to end? So right now, we're in a crisis. Our world is in a crisis. And Paul was in a similar crisis, except his was more extreme. They were in a place of darkness for a long time. They couldn't even see the sun in such a vicious storm. They had to actually put ropes around the boat to hold the ship together. They were getting an extreme battering. And maybe you've been in a place in your life where you've just been getting an extreme battering day after day. You just think, this thing is relentless. I just keep getting hit by this thing. I'm just in a terrible storm. And there are times, friends, in our lives where we just face storms, whether it's a financial storm, whether it's a health storm, whether it's an emotional roller coaster storm. We face many storms in life. We go through stuff that we don't even plan to go through. And there's no doubt that Paul and the others, they never planned to go through the storm. It's just something that hit them. Has something ever just hit you and you just think, am I ever going to recover from this thing? Am I ever going to get out of this thing? The Bible says they actually gave up hope that they were going to be saved. That's a bad place to be. When you start to give up hope, you're in a bad place. And sadly, there are a lot of people who are giving up hope and they are losing faith and they just think, what is the point of living? And, you know, I just want to just breathe some encouragement to you today. There is always light at the end of the tunnel. This storm will not go on forever. This pandemic will come to an end. This virus will phase out eventually. And there is always hope and there is always healing. And there is always a good prospect when we've got faith and we believe in God and put our trust in Him. And so Paul is in this situation where they're fighting for their lives. Literally, they are fighting. Are they going to get through this? They're just thinking, you know what? We have been battered day after day after day. Are we going to get through this storm? There's no way, they're saying, we are getting through this. It's complete darkness. We can't see the sun. We can't even see the stars. We can't even see the moon. There is nothing. It's getting hit after time after time. And there's times in our lives where we feel like that, where emotionally we just get hit. Or maybe it's not so intense as Paul over a period of weeks. Maybe it's over a period of years, but a subliminal drip, just something that just keeps annoying you and pushing you down and pushing you down. But you know, in the midst of whatever trial we're in, we need to know that this whole situation that Paul was in was just totally turned around. And the Bible tells us that an angel appeared to Paul and spoke to him and said, you're going to be saved, you're going to be all right, and all the people on board are going to be saved with you. God has been gracious not only to you, but to all the people on the ship. And the angel of the Lord appeared, this angel of God appeared to him and said, it's going to be okay. You just know when God speaks a word into your life, in that season, your whole world can suddenly change. Because when God speaks, He breathes hope. When God speaks, He breathes faith. When God speaks, everything that is in darkness suddenly now comes into the light. When God begins to speak into your situation and begins to say to you, this and this and this is going to happen, He gives you fresh hope and He gives you fresh meaning for life. And that's exactly what happened to Paul. An angel of God appeared to him and said, look, you are not going to die. You are going to be saved. It's going to be okay. Suddenly you feel peace enter your heart. Suddenly you feel fresh hope come to you. Suddenly you feel, I can get through this now because God has spoken. God works in the darkness. You know, even though they were in a horrific storm, even though they were in a major crisis, you know, God was right there ready to speak. And I just want to say to you today, if you are in a horrendous storm, and if you are in a really bad crisis, you just need to wait for the word of the Lord. God will speak to you and He will breathe hope to you and He'll breathe encouragement to you. Because when God speaks, everything changes, friend. And you need to allow space for God to speak. Don't be talking all the time. Just be still and be quiet. Just shut up for a few moments. Shut up for a day. Let God speak to you. What is God saying to me through this crisis? What is God trying to tell me in the midst of this trial that I'm going through? Because there is no way that God was disinterested in Paul. There is no way that God was outside of this storm. God was in the storm. You know, whenever Jonah was thrown overboard in the sea, you know, God actually was right there providing a fish in the sea. A large fish went to swallow Jonah to make sure that he didn't die at the bottom of the sea and be lost forever. God provided in the midst of these storms. He provides a solution because he is a gracious God and a loving God, and he wants to help you, and he wants to bring fresh hope and healing into our world. So we have to, in the middle of the storm, we've just got to keep going. You know, in a marathon race, you cannot give up after 1 mile. You will not have finished the marathon. You've got to go mile after mile after mile. It's 26 miles. It's over 40 kilometers. You cannot give up just after 10 miles. Otherwise, you're not going to finish the marathon. You've got to finish the 26 miles. A marathon is something where you've just got to keep going and keep going. And in life, friends, you've just got to keep going. You've got to find a word from God that is going to bring healing to you, that is going to bring restoration to you, that is going to bring blessing to you. You just have to listen to what God is saying to you. God can always work in your storm. He can always speak to you in the midst of your situation and bring healing and bring hope and bring freshness. And so this is exactly what happened. God spoke to Paul, and in this situation he used an angel. He may speak quietly in your heart, or he might use an angel, he might use another person, he might use any manner of things to speak to you. But God sent an angel on this occasion, and he said to Paul, he said, "Don't worry, you will stand trial before Caesar. Your lives will not be lost." And so this gave everybody fresh hope. And Paul began to speak to the people. He said, "Look, an angel appeared to me last night, and everything is going to be fine." They were still in the middle of the storm, but he's trying to just give them some hope. He said, "Everything's going to be fine, but nobody must leave the ship. Everybody must stay together. Otherwise, people will be lost." And everybody stayed together, and he breathed fresh hope and fresh healing to them by speaking that word to them. And so eventually, this is what Paul said to them. This is the situation. He says, "But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the God whose I am and whom I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island.'" So Paul is trying to encourage them. He says, keep up your courage as you're going through the storm, as you're going through the pandemic. If you're going through the health storm or financial storm or whatever relationship storm that you are in, or your business storm, whatever you're going through, and you know, these are tough times, friends. You have just got to keep going. You've just got to keep faith. You've got to keep trust and put your trust in the Lord. Who is our help in? Our help is in the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. God has got power to stop the storm. He could stop the storm in a moment. But God can also work in the storm. And God is speaking in this darkness. And he speaks a word of encouragement. And maybe he just wants to speak a word of encouragement to you today and say, it's going to be okay. Just hang on in there. You've got to finish the marathon. You've got to finish the race. And this is one of the amazing things that Paul says at the end of his life. He says, "I have run the race. I've kept the faith, and I have fought the fight." Those three things. We've got to keep going. God is looking for tenacity. God is looking for perseverance. God is looking for people who will just keep smiling through the storm, who will just keep believing and just keep riding the storm. Sometimes it's hard, friends. Sometimes it's hard just to keep going, just to keep your head above the water. Sometimes it's hard just to persevere. But you need to try and surround yourself with some godly people. Surround yourself with people who are going to breathe God's word into your life and are going to help you and encourage you. And thank God for the Pauls. If Paul hadn't been on that boat, maybe all of them would have been lost. Every one of them could have been lost. But praise God, he was there, and he was God's servant. and he was able to speak a word of encouragement. And God is always trying to get us a word of encouragement, no matter what situation we're in. And so whatever you're facing today, friends, know that God can be right in the middle of our storm. That he said in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, he is never going to leave us. As Christians, we know that whether we're in a storm, whether we're on top of the mountain, whether we're in the valley, he is still with us. And Psalm 23 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I am not going to fear any evil. And this is what the Lord is speaking to Paul. He says, I don't want you to be afraid. The angel says, don't be afraid. You will stand trial. Don't be afraid. And all these people are going to be saved. Isn't it amazing when God speaks? He just gives us fresh hope. Even when we've lost hope. And this situation we see in the life of Abraham. God said to him, you're going to have a son. And your legacy is going to expand all over the earth. You're going to be the father of nations. Now, he's now 100 years old. And people are thinking, is he going to have a son at 100 years old and his wife is 90? Well, friends, it happened. God can do it. And they had a son. And this is what the Bible says, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. Okay, I'll just say that to you again. It says, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. Even though his body seemed to be dead, he still held on to the promise that God had promised that he would have a son, and that son would be the seed of Abraham. God would provide that son, and that his family would be like the stars of the sky and the sand of the seashore. And that is exactly what happened. Even though against all hope, in hope he believed. And so it's faith that God honors. And it's belief that if God has said something to you, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. So hold on to the word of God and hold on to the promises of God, because God wants to do amazing things in our lives. You know, maybe you're facing a situation this morning. We said, you know, I'm in a situation which is against all hope. You know, I've listened to the doctors, I've listened to the psychologists, I've listened to all the experts. They've said, no way. But friends, when they say no way, you can know that God can say yes way. God can say yes to your negatives. And he can always breathe fresh hope and fresh healing into our lives. So I just want to say to you today, friend, hang on in there. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Our hope, our trust is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Put your trust in Jesus. When we think of Daniel, the Bible says that he was thrown into the lion's den. I don't know if you've ever really taken time to think about that picture this morning. If you were Daniel and you realized that your time was up, that you're going to be thrown into a lion's den. Well, just the fact when they lifted the lid off that place, I don't know what kind of a place, it was some form of a den, but you could just smell the stench of that place. You could just smell the lions, just the atmosphere of the tension. You could just imagine the adrenaline just flowing through your body, thinking, they're going to crush me, they're going to eat me. You know, a den of lions, who's going to survive that? Do you know what the Bible says? That in the middle of that situation, God sent his angel and he shut the mouths of the lions. Isn't that amazing? God shut their mouths because he was innocent. He was an innocent man. God put his angel in there and the angel shut the mouths of those lions. He wasn't harmed at all. Just like Daniel's friends, when they refused to bow down to the 90-foot image of King Nebuchadnezzar, the golden image of Nebuchadnezzar. They refused to bow down to it, and the king was furious, and he went to throw them into the fire. It was heated seven times hotter, and when they were thrown into the fire, nothing happened to them. They could see that there wasn't just three, there was four men in the fire. And that's a word of encouragement to somebody today. If you think you're in the fire right now, just remember that somebody's going to walk with you into that fiery situation. Somebody's going to be with you in that fiery situation. Whatever you're going to face today, friend, whatever you're going to face in the future, God can walk with you right in that fire and in that storm. And so the Bible says that those three men, when they were in the fire, they brought them out. Not even the smell of fire was on them. Not even a single bit of their clothing was singed. They were totally untouched. And you could be untouched in the storm. You could be untouched in the fire. You could be untouched in the lion's den. Just have faith in the Lord that He's going to bring you through. Doesn't mean we're not going to face difficult things. Doesn't mean we're not going to face the lion's den. Doesn't mean we're not going to face the fire or go through the water like they did with Paul and the others through the storm. It doesn't mean we're not going to face stuff. We all face stuff in life, friends. But we have got to have faith and we've got to have confidence that God is going to take us through that situation. So I just want to encourage you today to have faith in the Lord Jesus. Put your trust in Him. He is the God who specializes in miracles. He's the God who can change your situation. He's the God who can give fresh hope and fresh faith in a situation that maybe you think is dire. You think, you know, whenever they put Jesus in the grave, they said, that's it. They rolled the stone over. They said, that's it. We got rid of this guy now. We got rid of this imposter. We got rid of this guy, this guy whom the whole world has gone after. And lo and behold, after 3 days, Jesus comes out of the grave. Resurrection power. And God can resurrect you. Amen. He can resurrect the situation that Paul was in. They were in a dire situation. They were in a dark place. Have you ever been in that dark place? God works in the dark places, friend. He's right in the midst of that dark situation you're in. So just keep believing, keep faith, keep the word of God. Listen to what God is saying. He always speaks words of encouragement and faith and hope. And God can send an angel, just like He sent an angel to Jesus when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and He was weak and He was struggling, but the angel strengthened Him. God can send an angel ahead of you. God can send an angel to speak to you. God can send somebody into your life who's like an angel to speak God's word to you. So praise God. God is at work in our world today. Even in the midst of this crisis, God is working, friends. You know, let's not be too negative about everything. There are good things going on. We hear about all the negative, negative, negative. Just stop listening to the negative. Start listening to some positives. And here in the Word of God, we see there are so many positives in the Bible. God gives fresh hope and encouragement and healing. We need to just get back to God's Word and get back to the church. The church should be breathing hope. The church should be giving, you know, encouragement in this season. You know, this season is not over yet. We're going through the storm. But in the middle of the storm, try and think about some of the good things that are happening. Try and think about some of the people who have been healed, who have been rescued, who have come through this horrible virus. And praise God, it's not going to be here forever. It will dissipate and it will go. But in the middle of all of this, we have just got to have fresh hope. And we've got to have a light shining in our hearts. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So I'm just encouraging you today. Just keep going, friends. Keep believing. Just keep listening to the church, listening to the word of God. Let the church be an anchor in your life. Let the church bring hope and freshness and healing to you. And listen to the word of God. God will speak through His word. He'll speak through the preaching of the word. And it'll bring health to you. It'll bring life to you. It'll bring light into your situation. So I just praise God for His word today. I praise God for this wonderful story that is here in the Bible, that is here to encourage us that in the middle of the storm, God said, it's okay, you're going to be fine. And God spoke to Paul, and all those people were saved. Even when Paul got out and he got onto the island, they landed on the island of Malta. Even when they got out and they went to go and make a fire, they got some brushwood and they made a fire, and a snake came out and bit Paul on the hand, and he just shook it off. You know, even again, you know, he faced another trial. And after he didn't die, they thought he was a god. He said, I'm not a god, but I do serve a mighty God. And whatever you're facing, whether you've been bitten by a snake, whether you're going through a time of darkness, just know that God loves you today. He cares about you, and just put your trust in the Lord. I just leave this last verse with you from the Bible. It says, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, to give you a future and a hope. So I want to just speak that to you this morning, is that God knows that he has got plans for your life, to give you a future and to give you hope. So put your trust in Jesus and put your trust in the Lord and let him bring you through this season into a place of victory. Come through victoriously and come through with a flag flying at the air and say, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I just encourage you to be with us over the next few days. The Elam Pentecostal churches are having 3 special days of prayer, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. And it's up here on the board. Thank you, Sharon, for organizing that for us. Just engage with prayer over the next few days. We've got special prayer Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So do unite with us. Connect with our website and connect with us on Facebook. We'll be meeting for prayer on Tuesday and throughout the week, just to continue to lift up our nation before the Lord. So we're just going to pray as we finish up. We're going to pray for our governmental leaders, as the Bible says. We should pray for those in authority and pray for our leaders in Elam, that God will bless them. So would you join with me in prayer as we just finish up this morning? Father, we just want to thank you for your word today. We just want to thank you that we can worship you, that you change everything. You bring the change. In the midst of the darkness, you shine the light. And you breathe hope and healing. And Father, we just lift Boris Johnson, our Prime Minister. We thank you for this man. We ask you to bless him today, Father. Regardless of our political persuasion, we're asking you to bless the leader of our nation in accordance with the book of Timothy, which says to pray for your leaders. We pray for all our leaders, for all those in authority. We lift up our government to you. We lift up our royal family. And Father, would you bless them today with the power of the Holy Spirit and with the wisdom of God, and may they govern diligently. May they rule by the power of the Holy Spirit. Give them fresh words, Lord, fresh wisdom, fresh hope in this season. Bless all our leaders and protect them. Protect our nation, Father, through this crisis. Continue to deliver us from coronavirus. Lord, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you will do just awesome things. We just commit ourselves afresh to you this week and thank you for a week of victory, Lord. We give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thanks for being with us, and join us next week again at 11 o'clock.